you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
G'day, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Mickey, Jane.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's kick it off. What's going on today?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg might be on the show today.
I don't know if she will be today.
I think she will.
Really?
I think she may have her new friends, Malala.
Malala.
Whatever. And
Malala.
Who's the German one? Who's the...
There's a new German Greta.
The anti-Greta.
Anti-Greta. Naomi. The conservative right have
hilarious.
Found a girl on YouTube.
Anyway, they've all got together.
Greta.
We'll have a chat. We'll see if we can get them on air. Sharapova has quit tennis.
I didn't even know she was still playing.
We should do give her a 21 grunt salute.
That's a great idea.
She was the best in the business when it came to grunting.
Well, she was.
Yeah. And we'll see where she fits into the tennis firmament.
Of women players.
All
right, let's see how we go with that one. What? We've got a nerd alert.
Oh.
A bit late for that, isn't it? Why? What's in it?
Oh, I think it's an update on aeroplanes. We've got an airline edition.
Is it Qantas, are doing sleepers down in cabin class.
Hello. In New Zealand, I believe.
In New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cabin class. Go. What are you on, the Titanic? You mean economy?
Well, you would know the name, but I dare say you wouldn't be able to pick it out of a lineup.
Oh, that's
right. Set it in your first class pajamas.
Clearly, we're all over it.
Royal news coming down the
pipe.
Our special guest, we love him. Every time he's on the show, Australia's own
Jim
Jefferies.
Ah, yes, please.
That's excellent.
Live from LA will join us.
And we've got some great Gone Wild stories, which we love, of course.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets.
So
much to get through on today's show.
You look a bit tired.
What's up?
Well, haven't you heard?
No,
there was a bit of drama in Mick's joint.
What happened? Well, you know that annoying.
It's to do with his fire alarm.
Smoke alarm.
Right.
So it's annoying, right? When you smoke alarm, when he's got no battery, the battery runs out and starts beeping.
It does, yeah.
Well, that's the safety valve. That's
important.
The default setting to tell you to change
you
the battery.
I can't tell if my house is burning down?
No.
Thanks.
Well,
you're
no.
Asleep. You don't know.
You are asleep.
Well, I couldn't get to sleep, could I? Because the one in my room kept beeping. So I did the only sensible thing.
What did you do?
Well, I grabbed a stool and I grabbed a broom and I stood on the stool with the broom because I live in a warehouse.
Mm. Very high ceilings.
And let's just say it was a rain of blows that eventually brought the smoke detector to the ground.
Oh, you
smashed
it.
Smashed to smithereens.
Silence reigns.
You know, look, if our heads of departments of fire in Australia are listening right now, that's not the way
to do
it.
That's really silly.
You know what? Hey, I won't smoke in bed for a while. Okay? Me and the Queen Mum.
What are you,
Queen
ladder out?
Down the car. Remember she burnt down the castle? She needed smoke alarms.
Really? Mm.
Queen Mum. I said she had a fag. In the morning, she used to have like a sherry and a cigarette in bed.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
sounds like a doco on your lifestyle.
I'll say hashtag goals. honestly.
However,
Mick, what happens then? It's smashed on the ground. What if there was a fire that night?
It's in pieces. I think James is posting you a picture of
smoke alarm.
Well, it's a step.
What's happened to it now?
It's a step in the right direction.
Is it still on the ground?
Because you remember the last time my alarms went off, I moved out into a hotel.
Because he couldn't turn it off.
So you don't have a ladder and to pop up the ladder.
I don't think I'm in a warehouse. I've got very high ceilings.
Right, okay.
Also, he's at the age where he shouldn't be getting on a ladder.
Not without a helmet. That's still my favourite.
Highest incidence of injuries to people over the age of 50 falling off a ladder.
Well,
that's Molly a very hurtful thing to say.
Not really. I'm just being...
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm very excited.
Why?
Because I have seen Triple M's new ad. We were talking about this.
Have you seen it?
There's an ad for advertising Triple M. First time in my history since we've started this show. I think we've had a national Triple M ad.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the vibe? Like, is it full of, like, is it rock and roll? What's going on?
Yeah,
is it
Slash.
Has it got Akadaka in it?
Elements of music.
Right.
Has it?
Look, it's...
Are we in it?
All our eggs are in one... No, we're not in it.
We're not in it.
All our eggs are in one particular basket.
Really?
And
what do you mean? Oh,
let's just say there's a lot of pressure.
Does it involve Dr. Dan?
Oh, mate, there's a lot of pressure involved in this. Oh. Someone's played a joker. Someone's taken a genuine risk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
So it won't be an ad that you will ignore. It'll right. be an ad that will cause.
I'm intrigued.
Yes. When does it come on?
When's the big yeah. unveiling of
I think
it?
It's Sunday night during MAFS.
Oh,
wow.
Prime time.
All I'll say is you won't see it coming. You won't go. Really? You won't right. go. Ah, oh, that was that idea was sitting under our nose nice. The whole
this,
time.
This didn't happen I'm like intrigued. At a conference with people. Yeah.
With the consultants
like,
involved.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's what, that, okay. that thought won't be
right.
going
no
through
clues,
your
no
head. I can't say too much without giving the whole thing away.
Oh wow!
There's
okay.
one. There's just one key element that's
right.
you can't say
you
it.
You either get or you don't. And, still not totally sure how.
Cannot
feel.
Wait to see it.
All right.
All
well,
right.
stick around Sunday night. Watch
oh,
it.
We'll have to try and Triple weasel M. our way into it, won't we?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting Monday. Okay.
We've got some world news coming up in just a moment, including maybe a call into Greta Thunberg. Stick around for that.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Time now for some world news.
You know, it's the world.
That you made that
view.
Didn't you? That's your. That were your choices.
I felt I needed something that had a bit of authority,
yeah.
a bit of gravitas.
Yes,
and
it really
told
does.
You that we weren't mucking around. We're
no.
here to tell
it's serious,
some
serious world news.
Now, what this is an interesting development with Greta Thunberg.
Well, yes,
he's copying it again in today's papers. I see.
Oh.
Up on blocks once again.
Andrew Bolt's just decided to go another child,
yeah,
as he would, and keeps calling her. She's got mental health issues. He might want to do a little bit of homework about autism and spectrum. Thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's
good on you, Andrew. Yeah. That's really great.
Brave,
fixated,
so brave.
Fixated with attacking children.
Yes.
Okay. So
Greta is in the news. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she has just met the other great child hero of our time, Malala.
Malala.
You know Malala.
Oh,
is,
shot by the Taliban.
Yes. And Malala.
She was the brave face. Of,
she was at 14. She was the brave
Pakistan?
Face. Yes. And
they got together. What did they discuss?
Well, there's going to be a strike they're having in the UK. She's gone to Sarah at Oxford because she's studying over there. Greta's gone to visit her. So there's a bit of a climate change strike for students in the UK. So they've just, you
pretty,
know what?
Pretty serious
it's
conversation, wouldn't it?
But you never know. They probably will have a few laughs.
Talking about maths.
No, I don't think they're maths talk.
They might be... There's not going to be a lot of that going on.
Yes, well, I don't think so.
What about...
But do you know what's come out as well?
What?
Now, this is so ridiculous. Mm. The conservative right have found on YouTube a blonde German girl who's about 19, and she is the new face...
The anti-Greta.
...of the anti-Greta. And she says, don't be worried, everything's fine... She said
have we
that,
got her? Do we have that, Dave? It would have been there was a comment.
Oh, a comment of hers
from hers, which was
oh,
fairly damning.
Oh yes, well I think she okay. does. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Yeah,
well,
got it.
Oh, you got
it.
Let's
oh,
have
okay.
a let's have a listen to her.
Hello, everyone. My name is Naomi Zeibt, and I am a new member at the Heartland Institute. And I've got very good news for you. The world is not ending because of climate change. We are currently being force-fed a very dystopian agenda of climate alarmism that tells us that we as humans are destroying the planet and that the young people especially have no future. Don't let an agenda that is trying to depict you as an energy-sucking leech on the planet get into your brain and take away all of your passionate spirit. I don't want you to panic. I want you to think.
We're not being pranked, are we? That's a real.
No,
that is a real thing.
That is. Oh my
so
god!
That's,
can you believe
so
that
the conservative right have gone and found
a
German
worry?
Girl
yep.
who can who's, say, "I'm," you know.
That's infuriating.
Sort this out in the octagon.
Do you know what I think? I think that is got that she's going to have legs, as in she's probably got good legs. What I mean. I mean, that shit, that's going to get traction.
I
that's
don't worry.
Ridiculous.
They'll trot her out of the United Nations
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what we need to do?
What?
I've just been thinking about this. We probably should speak to Greta and maybe Malala and Naomi. That was Naomi.
I don't think so.
I think we can.
No, I don't think.
Do you know what?
I don't think that would be possible.
I believe they're all together right now.
I don't
now.
Think so.
Really? Yes, they are.
No, that
I
would
believe
be,
they are all.
Really? I don't think they'd be able to be in the same room together, would they?
I think you'll find Jane, they are.
Really?
Probably want to hurry up because they're coming through.
Yeah, but the satellite's getting
aligned. The satellite
aligned.
Is in position.
I think we're about to get.
Who do you think we should speak to first?
Maybe Greta, because she's sort of friend of the show.
We like Greta.
We like having a chat to Greta.
She can introduce us to the others when they're ready. Greta Thunberg, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Hello, Greta. Thanks for calling in. It's nice of you. How can I ask you, how are you going with your new friend, Malala?
Malala.
It's Malala. It's sometimes very frustrating for me to talk to you because you don't take very seriously this very dangerous time in my life. And we had some laughs, sure, Malala and I.
What did you have a laugh about? What did you do? What was so funny?
Well, we discussed married at first sight.
Because let's remember, you're frightened to death about climate change, and let's never forget Malala got shot in the face by the Taliban. I mean, that'll ruin your day.
Well, that is very serious, and she is very brave. But I'll tell you who's very brave.
Who?
All the people, or the contestants who would go on Married at First Sight. You saw last night's episode.
I didn't
Don't
see
use
last night.
Toothbrush
I
in didn't. A hurry.
Okay, now listen. Do you mind if now I know you don't get on and she's German, but is Naomi there? Could I speak to Naomi just for a minute?
No, you don't want to talk to Malala?
I'll talk to Malala.
Oh yeah, she's there.
Oh okay. Apparently I do. hello, Malala. Are you there?
Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you? Are you good? Where are you calling us from? Namaste, by the way. Is that right?
Well, I'm from Pakistan. And that's nice you say namaste. It's really not what I say. But I am very honoured to be meeting with Greta Thunberg.
What are you talking about? What are you
up to? What am I talking about? We just talk about normal things that normal girls would talk
about.
No,
you're not normal girls, though. You're giants. You're like...
Yes, but we can still be normal girls and we can...
Okay, don't you get angry at me, too. Greta usually gets angry.
No. We talked about... We're worried that Ed Cavalier will be off Dancing with the Stars.
Off Dancing with the Stars.
We're voting for him.
Well, do you vote?
We're voting. Look, I'm very honoured because, you know, I'm a Nobel laureate. You know.
You got shot in the face, and you deserve everything you get.
Thank you so much.
Is Naomi there? Can I speak to Naomi?
Oh.
She's the German one, the German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conservative.
All right. Just one moment.
Hello?
It's for you.
Hello?
It's for you. Hang on.
What's happening?
Guten.
Hello?
Guten Tag.
Well, I think we've got a slight delay or something that's making it very hard for us to talk to you right now. Let me just start from with the big ones, Naomi. You're from Germany. Were the Von Trapp families Nazis? I want to know, were the Von Trapps, what was their story?
No, they weren't Nazis. And Liesel was made a bad choice when she didn't run off with the boy that she wanted to.
With Frederick? Was it Frederick?
Yes, it was.
He was a Nazi. Were they all Nazis? Were they all Nazis?
I prefer not to talk about what I have...
What were they doing in the hills? What was happening up in the hills?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Can you put Malala back on, please? Can you please put Malala back on?
Hello, Michael.
Oh, come on.
Hi, Malala. You're great. Hey, we really appreciate you coming. Are you wearing a scarf?
I am. Well, I put it on because it's part of my culture. But what I really want to say is that we are very cross with this German girl who's jumped on board and is denying the climate. No.
No.
It's no good. Hang on, I'll put on. I'll be the same, Michael.
A free design. That's all you've got. That is shit. Oh, see, I had no idea what nationality you were until you said off free design. Hello.
All
good
I
night.
Want to say,
it's time to say good night.
I want to say that I'm very proud of Donald Trump, the US president. There's no coronavirus going to the US.
Yes.
Everything is fine. All the animals will be fine in the future. All my future will be great. There's nothing to worry about.
Keep a Greta on. Keep a Greta on.
Hello, Michael.
All right, we've got to go. I'm sorry. We've got no more time, but yeah. Thank you. Have fun. What will you girls be watching on the telly tonight?
We will be watching
Survivor.
Survivor.
All right. Good luck.
Celebrity Survivor.
All right. Oh. Get on.
Well, that was our world news.
That was a good world news.
That was pretty comprehensive too, wasn't it? Really global. This is Kennedy Moy.
This is Kennedy Moy. Kennedy Moy's Sports Wrap.
There, you're about to play the world report.
No, I wasn't.
News again.
No, I played the right intro.
I'm telling you, I tipped this bum crack all over the studios. Yeah. Today we've got people who are fixing things, putting in buttons. This is going
Monday
to be...
will be fun times because that's when we get all the brand new equipment.
Oh, Monday, you'll finally have an excuse for things.
You're saying we might go off air because you've got new equipment.
If it happens, it's the new broadcasting. Not my fault.
It just.
But shouldn't you know? Is somebody going to? Who's going to train you?
I've had a little bit of training, so.
Wait till you see the ad.
I can't wait.
I see the new Triple M ad. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I would want to know what they were on. Did they all survive the weekend?
Who knows?
All right, there's a sports report.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
And we're saying sayonara, farewell. What's Russian for farewell?
Russian for farewell is.
Well, should we get her on the phone?
Yeah. I think we might want to give her a break.
All right. Yeah, hey, no, she's Maria very Sharapova has retired.
Wow.
Who, remembered for nothing else, the greatest grunter I ever saw in the game.
So,
like she was
but
the.
Are you saying that facetiously? Because I couldn't stand it.
No, I'm not being facetious. She hated it. She won five majors or whatever it is. She won five major tennis tournaments. So congrats on that. But she will be remembered. Mm. If for nothing else, then the most severe.
I'm saying it bothered me every time she came on. I thought it was unfair to the player she was playing. I couldn't stand it.
You got a bit, just a taste. Do you know men do it now?
Yeah.
So there's a time when no men grunted. It was just the preserve of the women tennis players.
Yep.
And now it's open slather, and apparently there is some slight advantage. Momentary disguising of the moment of impact. And so there it goes.
Did you like her?
She was also one of the hottest players.
She was the first one, you know, when they went to the watches, you know, the beautiful posters of, because she was so beautiful. Yeah. She was hot. She made a lot of money outside tennis. So,
which, to the annoyance of others like Serena Williams, who quite rightly points out, I've won 21 majors and yet was not the highest paid person on the circuit. Well, and endorsements and stuff. So you can understand it. But that said, if I could dwell on Maria Sharapova for a minute, I feel.
In what way?
In the hotness.
Okay.
She's hot.
She's won five.
She is. But I put her in my top three.
Do you?
Oh, okay.
Which is Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah.
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is what number one, hottie?
Number one. I'm going to put Gabriela Sabatini.
Gabriela Sabatini.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And maybe Pam Shriver.
That's your 1-2-3.
That's my 1-2-3.
Interesting combo.
No, that my 1-2-3 is.
Oh, you wanted to correct that?
Yeah,
that was a joke.
It was a joke.
Why would it? Why was it a joke? All right. Off you go. This will be good.
Well, you tell me your hottest.
You tell me your list of hottest women tennis players.
I was wondering how far in we would get before.
No, off you go. Let's hear it.
Before the Me Too movement came for us.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen.
Who do you want me to get on the phone for you? Hannah?
What's her name? What about, can I ask you, would you be offended if I said Steffi Graf had the best legs in tennis?
No, I would agree.
She did. Didn't
I thought
she?
Her calves were beautiful.
Right. Do you know, have you seen my calves?
Oh, God.
How in God's name can it get back to you?
When because my calves, you've seen my calves.
I have, but.
How often do you work them out, though?
I would rather see Steffi Graf's calves.
When I wear shorts, women slip $20 notes down my socks. You know that. You know that to be true. Remember Martina Hingis?
Yeah.
I thought she was hot till she got stabbed. Okay. You remember she got stabbed 19
times?
Why is
she not hot anymore after she gets stabbed?
I just can't not see that. Is that a code violation, by the way?
So.
Hey,
that was horrific.
Hey, Roger Federer. If you're listening, that's a proper.
That is.
We need a medical 5 minutes.
Please get the knife off the court.
He's stabbed 19 times.
That is outrageous. Remember, yeah, that was terrible.
On centre court.
Insane, yeah, actually, nuts. When you think about it.
I'm Monica Seles. What did I say? Martina Hingis. Pardon me.
What do you want to say about Monica Seles?
No,
Oh, she got stabbed, yeah. No, oh, God, just confusing you stabbees.
Jennifer Capriati, was she hot? She was very young, wasn't she? She was like a...
American girl that was, she was great.
Partial to some mind-altering drugs.
Well, that's a bit disparaging.
It's not. It wasn't a criticism. Makes it even more exciting. And Chris Evert. Did you find Chris Evert hot?
Yeah, well...
We're going to get in so much trouble. The Shark did.
Yeah, she was hot. Chrissy Evert was hot.
Right, she's very competitive. Do you know apparently that's why they broke up? Because Chris Evert and the Shark, you sit down there and have competitions about who was the better sportsman.
That still baffles my mind that those two
were. Anyone else you want to throw in? Billie Jean King?
And what capacity?
I don't know, just in the old days.
I loved seeing her on court. Well, hang on, what is this list? What are you just naming female tennis players at random?
No.
What? What is there?
It came to our attention that the Maria Sharapova
is retiring.
And I was recalling all my fond memories of her.
Going through
and I said she was one of the hottest. Mm. Nathan's on the line. Nathan, what are your thoughts on Maria Sharapova?
Well, I'll tell you, she would have to be the one person I would always watch the TV on mute.
Yeah.
On mute.
Yeah, so you couldn't hear a scream because it was absolutely ear-piercing, irritating, and it was the worst thing to ever hear.
The worst is...
Not the worst thing you ever watched because she was pretty good looking, but she was the worst thing.
We like it.
You kind of...
Good on you, Nathan. We get the idea. Mark's on the line. Mark, what do you want to take me up on something? What was it?
Oh, I was just saying nothing wrong with what you said, but I was thinking Thomas Muster. He's a male from way back. He was number one.
Thomas Muster.
Big grunter.
He was a big grunter. Was he the first of the male grunters?
Thomas Muster, I reckon, was the first of the big male grunters.
He's a very good player.
133353. We'll take your calls on this. And because I can see you're getting your nose out of joint, Jane, we'll come back and talk about the hot male tennis players.
It is the hot. It's a list of hot tennis players.
Kind of where we're going.
Is it just hot tennis players in general?
I know who you're going to say. Mark Edmondson. I know where you're going.
You know me so well.
Give us a ring, 133353.
There's a few missing off this list for me. Hang on.
All right. Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jim Jefferies to join us in the second hour. We've got Royal News, we've got the Song Whisperer, and more to come. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
I don't know how we got into this territory, but we're talking about hot tennis players. Honestly, because Maria Sharapova has retired. And she won 5 major championships.
And we're both saying that she's a very attractive girl.
We're saying the first of the biggest grunter ever. Yes. That's how she'll be remembered. She's also remembered as, a hottie. A tennis hottie who I think... correct me if I'm wrong, but may have made more in endorsements than any other woman player.
I think. Wouldn't be surprised.
Of the game. She actually was out for a while, if you remember, drug cheating.
She
took and she was out of the game.
She said she didn't know what she was taking was a banned substance.
But
it was.
And it was. So bad luck toots. Yeah. Anyway, good luck in the next chapter of your life. But I have put you into my box trifecta. Best ever. Maria Sharapova.
Let's hear you.
Anna Kournikova.
Yep.
And Gabriel Sabatini.
What about the hot tennis umpire, though, from this year? Mariana Belgovic.
You've gone a bit off track, but I'll allow it. She was pretty hot.
She was.
She was great.
She made the broadcast, I thought. Yeah,
tell you what. I might
Mariana.
I reckon you what? They'll pay more for the tennis rights next time because of her.
Bring her back.
She'll be doing Wimbledon.
You're getting your nose out of joint because...
Well, I was just saying that there's, hot guys as
Would you have tennis hotties?
Yeah.
If you had to pick one? Because you've got a good eye for this stuff. And it's your circle too.
It is.
It's like tennis is the upper...
Yeah, sort of snobby.
It's the south.
There's a few...
The lawny tennis club kind of crowd.
Exactly.
I've been handed a list, but there's a few omissions. I mean, where's Wally Masur? He's not on this. The Pooh? He's not here.
The Pooh is hot as hell. In fact, the Pooh, Philippoussis, dated
Anna
Kournikova.
He did.
Did they?
Yes.
Wow.
They he's did. Not.
Aye. Yeah. How's that for hotness all round?
Pat Cash.
Oh, yeah. His headband.
Yeah, his headband. Would I was popping
leave that on the boudoir.
Someone, Brett's got a suggestion. Hello, Brett.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Good. Who do you want to see? I mean, we're going guys and girls on the list.
Anything's hot.
Most obvious one I thought would be at the top of your list, Jane.
Yeah, what?
Mark Woodford.
Oh, well, one half of the Woodies.
You love a ringer.
I do.
You do.
I love a ringer, and those Woodies, they won so many games. They were champions, and Todd and Mark,
what about a Woody sandwich? Hey, do you know what was surprising to me, seeing Mark Woodford?
Mm.
Which one's the one who did the cricket?
That was Todd Woodbridge.
That was Todd Woodbridge.
Todd Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it when I tuned in the tennis and he was commentating the tennis. Yeah.
Yes, because people can multi...
What's he doing? What's he doing commentating tennis? Because he's a cricket commentator.
But Bruce McInerney can commentate racing and football.
Yeah, but he didn't...
He didn't play.
Yeah, well, so other people
He didn't
people
have a specific discipline.
Mm. Yeah, but you're
associate
allowed to have
the
both.
With tennis, though, don't you?
Sure you do, but he's got a job at a network that he can do two jobs. Anyway, he's not doing it anymore.
Why?
Because they took him off it.
Because you
spoiled the fun for everyone. He was going to do it. Hey, can I tell you a story? Talking about hotties.
Yeah. Yes.
My mum went to a Wimbledon ball in 1960, I think, with Rod Laver.
Shut up.
Yes, she did.
Chill.
I could have been Jane Laver.
Was this pre-Ray?
I hope it wasn't. No, Ray was still stalking Jill at the time. Right. They hadn't got engaged. And then he won Wimbledon and needed a date. My mum was working in London. They said, we'll get a nice Melbourne girl to go with you to the ball. And off went Jill Maskill.
That awesome?
That was her maiden name.
I'll run some other names by you. Yeah. Ivan Lendl.
Oh, yeah, I liked him.
All I remember is his socks never went down.
How did they do that? That used to drive me mad too.
And he was always baselining to McEnroe.
Tell me some other girls you found hot.
Well, I can't. I'm going to get in trouble.
Wozniacki.
Wozniacki.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was she ever?
I follow her.
Thank God for the Eastern Europeans, by the way. They brought so much to the game. They've almost got me back on board.
Oh, my God.
Hang
on. Jono's got a suggestion.
Anna Ivanovich.
Oh, I don't know.
Anna Ivanovich, she went out with our golfer, Adam Scott.
Oh, really?
And dropped him when she found out he used a broomstick putter.
You've got a real
You're
thing
a bit of a gossip,
that,
aren't you? You love following all this, bit of romance
stuff. Broomstick putter.
You hate that, don't you?
Jono's got a night. Jono's got a suggestion. Who is it, Jono?
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Who's the top guy?
This one's for you, Jane. Yeah. The old German, Tommy Haas.
Tommy Haas. Yeah.
Hung like a Haas.
Yeah. Hang on. Great don't ass. Say that. Thank you, Jono.
No worries.
I'll tell you who.
Jono, you've got manners, and the two boys I work with here do not.
Just give him a prize.
Oh, right. A case of Brick Lane coming your way.
What do you want, mate? The lager or the pale ale?
Take the pale ale.
Pale ale. Good for you. All right. Yeah. Hey, can I put one by you?
Yeah. Sure.
Merritt Steffen.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yes. Yes. Yeah. In a heartbeat.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. He was. Remember the famous box when he turned up? He was in the final, the Australian Open. And he had what I would call clearly three exotic dancers in his team box.
Cheering him on. That's right.
It was the hottest thing I've ever seen.
It was.
And they just,
Merritt,
and the producer was onto it.
So really?
Every time he won a point, it just cut
to. That's hilarious. Keep looking for those.
He's a politician now, by the way. It's into politics in Russia. Merritt Steffen. You learn something.
That sounds a bit sus. I'm just not sure Russian politics is all above.
Dave, who's doing it for you? Who's ringing
your
bells?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Dave.
G'day, Mick. I reckon you'll change your top three, buddy.
Mm.
Amanda Kutcher.
Oh,
she was South African.
Yeah.
Oh, you like those girls, don't you?
Shall we get her on the phone?
No.
Shall we? Do you know what?
Thanks, Dave.
If I run into Amanda Kutcher in Cape Town, it would be all over.
Right.
Waiter, check, please. Okay. I think we're done here.
Yep, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nerd alert.
Kennedy Malloy.
Which means James has joined us.
Yes.
Basically, in the studio. How are you, James?
It's a compliment, James.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It's kind of not.
Yes, it is, because I'm happy to be a nerd. I'm so happy to be a nerd.
I don't mean it like that. I mean it in a kind of slightly bullying tone.
I embrace it.
You embrace it. You take it on the cheek.
Yeah, he does.
Or the chin or whatever it is. Hey, now, it's basically you've come to the table with some news.
Aviation news? Yes.
A big av geek, really into
it. Yeah, you are. So is Dave, by the way.
Love it.
You know, he sits at home and monitors
the
space
station. Flight radar.
You've got the app?
Yeah.
And then do
I go out to the airport and watch the planes come in.
Oh, good Lord. It's like a...
I've got a trainee.
Recess at the Nerdsville High.
Yeah, I've got a trainee flight coming up end of next month. Oh, awesome. I'm going to go up and fly a plane.
A trainee flight?
Yeah, I'm going to get up.
Are you going to be a pilot?
Oh, just on the side.
Got a really bad feeling about this.
John Denver.
Hey, look, there's really good news. This is really exciting. Don't say that.
John Denver written all over it. Yeah. Mate.
This is good, exciting news.
Died.
Stop it. Stop it. Continue, please, James, because there's exciting news. I want to get this out.
Massive news in the long haul flight
sector. This is exciting.
Particularly if you fly in economy. Mm. Air New Zealand is looking at...
What's this economy you talk of?
Air New Zealand has demoed the Skynest, which is basically economy live flat beds, bunk beds.
It's like being on a train on bunk beds like a submarine or something like that, but it's a plane. No, look,
I think the giveaways in the title are the Nest. They will literally throw some hay around down the back of the plane.
No, it looks really well. It looks great. They're trialling them, James, aren't they?
It's on these bunk beds.
Yeah.
They're trialling new flights from Auckland to New York direct.
And they're going to put you all in bunk beds.
Not everyone. People want to travel economy.
Like a submarine in the Second World War.
Looks pretty good to me, buddy.
You'll be there, will you?
Yeah, I'll go on one.
Well, you will.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to book you on one.
Okay.
Jay, can we book Jay, please?
On the Skynest.
On the Skynest.
Where do they fly?
So that's Auckland to New York.
She'll be going from Auckland to New York on the Skynest.
That's where my baggage will be kept.
You'll be topping. You'll be top and tailing with some backpackers.
It'll be like backpackers.
That's what it'll be like. You go to a dorm and there's eight bunks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
a hostel.
I'm saying this is a great thing
Paris,
to do.
By the way? Where was
Just find somewhere. I've got to go on the Champs-Élysées.
I've seen in New Zealand. You're lucky there's not livestock running around the bottom of the cabin.
How dare you? Air New Zealand's a great airline.
I was getting any sleep on that airline.
You know what? I'm going to see if we can get them to sponsor our show. Air New Zealand, you're unreal.
Who is going to...
They're trialling them, man. This is the future of economy travel.
Yeah, you'll be spooning a stranger.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. Do you know what you want to do? Here's the way to do it. Okay, listen up. Mm. This is going to be the best airline hack you've ever had, everyone. Mm. Write this down.
Right, listening.
If you're going overseas, book three economy seats together. Put the arm belts up and you've got the three and you can lie there and you can sleep for 24 hours. Bang. Mickey.
This is a man who falls asleep before the planes have even taken off.
That's a gift.
A man who fell asleep on a C-31 in Afghanistan while it's being shot at.
It's incredible. Well, I think that's good news. Thank you,
James. What else? What's your other bit of stupid news?
Oh, yeah, what's this? Herpes cleanup.
Yeah, so...
oh, my God, what's that?
You know how Qantas did the evacuation flights from Wuhan? They did two flights with a 747.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that plane has been returned to regular service and they've used Viraclean, which is the kind of disinfectant that you would use to get rid of hepatitis B and herpes.
Out of interest, do they do homes?
You idiot. Okay. Oh my God.
So
there's point? Well, they're going back into service. So if you just say you want to book a flight to LA, and is it a 380 or something that rocks up?
So for this particular one, it's the 747 that's flying to Santiago.
Use some plastic covering on your seat.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, you've been needing some of that disinfectant down the Skynest. I'm telling you right now. Right. Hang on. Fiona's on the line.
Oh, Fiona.
Fiona, you've booked. You're on.
You've booked the Sky Couch.
We have.
Yes.
Yep, we booked. We're on.
Where are you going?
We're off to Hawaii.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow. Who's we? Is it you and your partner?
Me and my partner. My partner is 6'4", and we are not sharing. Wow.
Well, all right.
Oh, okay. But that's fun. That's good.
Any talk of some Mile High Club action on the flight?
Oh, trust you to put that into play.
Together, there's a bed. It's economy.
There are other people around you.
We all have...
Not everybody wants to do it up in the sky. Except for you.
All right. Well, good luck, and you'll have fun, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. There. Thank you very much, Fiona. Now, let's try that again.
Oh, we're back to the song again and play.
Thanks.
Here we go. Coming up, the Song Whisperer.
Hey!
Green Day tickets you could win too. Then Jim Jefferies in the second hour.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jay, the Song Whisperer.
And Jim Jefferies coming up. Just before we bring on the Whisperer, we're still going raking through some hot tennis players from history.
Men
Borg and women. Yeah, Bjorn Borg. You putting Bjorn Borg in there?
Yeah, I do. He was just mysterious. Yeah. He was
mysterious. Imagine underpants. How mysterious is that? Yeah, Bjorn Borg released a range of underpants. Bjorn Borg was a genius on the court and a bit of a doofus off it, I think. I think he went bankrupt 5 times.
I think he did too. But you know what? I loved him because I loved everything Swedish at the time because of ABBA. So, honestly, he was right up there for
him. He could have dated one of the girls from ABBA.
He could have.
Agnetha.
Agnetha.
Wasn't it?
I think you're
fine. I'm not going to have this argument. Keep going. Let's just keep going with the show.
What about John Newcombe? Now, John Newcombe was a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, it was.
Because he had the Aussie Mo. He had the Correct. Aussie sportsman Mo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You associate with fast bowling.
And he used to do the ads for Schwepp of Essen.
Beauty Nuke.
Yeah, Beauty Nuke.
I like that.
I love
Jimmy Connors. Did you like Jimmy Connors?
No.
He was the first villain. The first real villain.
He was harsh. Didn't like him.
Well, I asked about Chris Evert, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Well, you're obsessed then.
She's available. Jesus. All right. Well, look out. The Song Whisperer is in.
Yes.
You got done like a dinner yesterday.
Sure did.
What was it yesterday?
What did we do yesterday? We did peaches on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Orion's stand.
You've only got one segment.
We were concerned about your posture.
You've only got one segment. Yeah. You can't remember what it was yesterday.
24 hours later, it's
gone. Have you seen the new Triple M ad?
I have seen them.
Oh. Okay, can I ask you personally, what's your thoughts on that?
Interesting. I like it. I like it. People will be talking about it.
People will talk.
Get ready.
I love the build up.
Yeah.
Let's build this up so huge.
Even more. Yeah.
All right, we'll bring it up.
We'll have an interesting discussion.
Let's hear the clue,
What's
please.
The synopsis?
An abandoned and despondent man refuses to move on from the breakdown of his dysfunctional relationship. He claims to be taking the high road and does not feel regret. In fact, he takes pride in his ability to persist with his affection despite his current isolation.
Sometimes when we touch.
The Manny Pacquiao version?
Manny Pacquiao.
Sometimes when we touch.
I think there's a big clue in the last line.
What was the last line? Repeat.
What's the last one?
He takes pride in his ability to persist with his affection despite his current isolation.
That's a good guess.
What about me?
Good guess.
Shannon
That's
Noel
your
version?
Theme song.
No. Not what about
What about Mickey? No.
Oh, what about Mickey? Well, we get the idea.
If you do know, get your Green Day tickets to Hella Mega Tour 2020 coming this November. Jim Jefferies next. Yeah.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yep, it's going to be a bottler coming up. Gone wild. So many stories. It's full as a gook, Jane Kennedy. You got one that's your favourite?
Yes. Stevie Payne, Michelle's brother, has got a horse named after him that's going to have a run. Aww. Stevie!
Awesome. It ran.
That's a good news story.
It ran today.
How'd it go?
I'll fill you in.
All right.
I'll fill you in.
Okay.
The Song Whisperer?
Yes.
We'll be around to give away the guff. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We're about to speak to our special guest. But before we do that, you've confused the bejesus out of our listeners.
Oh, really? Everyone's confused?
Yes. Mm.
Definitely.
The Song Whisperer is back. You need to read out
the clue again
because they're all over the show.
All right.
An abandoned and despondent man refuses to move on from the breakdown of his dysfunctional relationship. He claims to be taking the high road and does not feel regret. In fact, he takes pride in his ability to persist with his affection despite his current isolation.
He just keeps coming, this guy.
He just keeps going.
He's committed.
He is committed.
Despite his predicament.
He refuses to move on.
Refuses. Yeah. He just keeps going.
Lynn's on the line. Lynn, do you think you know the song we're talking about?
Oh, I think I'm way off now, but I was thinking All By Myself by Celine Dion.
Oh, jeez.
This is Eric Carmen.
Eric Carmen.
Same song.
I like this version.
Why would we...
what you sing every night at home, Mick.
I think Eric's doing a pretty good job on his own. Thanks, Jane.
Sense of isolation, but it is neither Eric nor
sorry, Lynn.
Mate, you know we'll be feeling a sense of isolation, you.
Why?
If this doesn't go off today. I don't know what's
going
on.
Somebody will.
Come on.
Somebody will get it.
They normally do it. But first, time to check in with this bloke.
Last time we caught up with Jim Jeffries, he generously donated his time to perform at some massive bushfire relief gigs in LA.
The last gig I did was with Whitney Cummings and Joe Rogan.
Wow.
And we raised like $80,000, and then they'd come out and hold the big check, and then Joe Rogan grabs the microphone and goes, and I'm going to double the donation. And me and Whitney were like, ah, that's great. Good for you. Like I'm standing there going, you know, I'm going to do some other gigs, but I don't have Joe Rogan money.
Please welcome back to the show, live from LA, Jim Jeffries.
Oh, hello there, Jim.
Those fires are still
on. Hello, what a charitable guy I sound like. I assume the fires aren't on because my dad told me his house is okay, so I assume they're all done now.
Yeah, well, they're not all done, but we've had a bit of rain.
The rain has helped.
It's, it's largely good.
My dad's exact words were, the dam is full, so I don't know what everyone's complaining about.
Now, how'd you go? Because your dad, last time we spoke to you, your dad was there and we said g'day to him.
We met him, yeah.
Was that just a casual visit? Was that planned or did he overstay?
It was a casual visit in the sense that, my mum passed away about 6 months ago, so I told my dad to come out and stay with me, and then he stayed for his entire amount that the Americans will let him stay in the country. He stayed for the full visa. He went to Las Vegas and he went to New Orleans and he got around, and I think he probably went home to Australia when he missed the lack of legalised prostitution.
Oh, Jim. I hope he's not listening.
Happened to let it sound like he was on a Kentucky tour. He's been to LA, to New Orleans. He's knocking off all the big ones. Oh, was he on the run? I mean, what happened? It sounds like an O.J. Simpson style chase.
He seemed very gentlemanly to me when I met him. He was
he's
very,
a good old Aussie boy.
Very charming.
How'd he find L.A.?
No, he liked LA. He got to a stage where he started to know the territory a little bit, and he started to wander around every day, and I'd lose him for about 9 hours out of the day, and he'd be, I've been up to that Mexican bakery where they sell the different things, and it was just, he became like a local. And he goes, I know the girls up at the local supermarket now, they like me. They act like they don't like the teasing, but they do. I think he caused the trouble. There's a good chance that I might get me too because of my dad.
Is it by proxy?
I'm telling you, I think I may have mentioned this last time, like women would come up and go, oh, can I have a photo? And then he'd go, only if I can have a dance with you. And I'm like, they didn't ask for a dance.
Hey, now, what's going on? Can I ask a big press conference today? Americans who are always living in some kind of fear, largely, they've got onto the coronavirus now, and Trump's had to come out a big time. What's the vibe on the ground over there in LA? Is everyone wearing face masks? Are people not going out?
Everybody's very super nervous about the coronavirus, and people are wearing the face masks and stuff like that. But my brother reached out to me and said that he goes, flights from Australia are only $900 return. So it turns out Australians are seeing bargains. You know what I mean? I don't think people are truly worried about the coronavirus. Like, more people are dying from the flu. Yeah. Like how bad can the coronavirus?
But I've never heard Trump mention Pence so much. This is what you do. He must know something bad's coming because he's put Pence in charge of the whole everything to do with coronavirus. He's running a mile from us. So that's,
Pence should get rid of the coronavirus the same way he got rid of his homosexuality by praying it away eventually.
Was it very that effective?
Are we allowed to say it on the show on Australian radio? On America, that's treason to mention that.
Your coronavirus, you're pretty much living life as you do. You haven't changed anything, mate?
I haven't changed anything. I'm still just drinking water out of alleyways and having sex with random people, I'm still just living my normal life that stopped me from getting the coronavirus. I haven't changed anything.
It's what Mike Pence would want. That's,
it's what my...
Hey, we've heard some funny audio from Trump. I might play it to you, was the other day trying to pronounce Sachin Tendulkar's name.
This is the country where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
I love that, man.
And Lamb Korma, the wicket keeper.
Seriously.
Beautiful.
When Trump came into the stadium, there was like 100,000 people.
Crazy Indians.
They the music they played when he came in was Macho Man by the Village People.
A Make America Great Again rally, India style. They even blasted Macho Man before the president took the stage, and when he did, a show of affection for India's prime minister.
Namaste, Trump.
Namaste. Namaste.
There he is. Not being able to remember the name Modi.
That great bit, namaste, is what you say after you finish doing yoga, and the fact that Trump just, namaste. Namaste. I always say that to my girlfriend, like, because I live here in LA, is like, it's like after we have, my son's here, but after we have SEX, afterwards I turn to her and I roll over and I go, Feliz Navidad, which means...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas in Spanish. But I say it like Navistar.
That's funny. Go,
Feliz Navistar. Anyway, carry on.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to have more with the great
Jim. Well, I
want to
talk about your new show, Jim. You're casting it. Very interesting and excellent choices.
Done. Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And live from LA joining us right now is Jim Jefferies.
Exciting news, Jim. Your sitcom is cast. Have you finally cast it?
We have. This is great. We've got the dad in check now. We've got Anthony LaPaglia.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Or LaPaglia. I don't even know how you say his name. He's coming over tomorrow.
I think there's a silent G in there, I think. I'm not sure.
So me and him are going to have a bonding session, father-son bonding session tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds like a writing session to me. That one. Yeah. Now, can you do me one favour? I love it when sitcoms do a special Down Under episode, and I just reckon you're in the box seat for this. So once you're up and running, like, are you being served Down Under? There was the Love Boat Down Under, Modern Family
did a Down Under,
Simpsons did a Down Under.
Yeah,
could you do it? Could you bring it home?
My plan for the show is that I'm going to do a lot of to be continued episodes, but we're only ever going to show the first or second halves of different episodes.
So it's
going to feed the hunger for the show because people are going to go, oh, I've missed the other one.
I got to
get the TiVo up and running.
That's brilliant. Look, it is. You've also got somebody else cast that I'm thrilled with too, which is Betsy Brandt. Who is Betsy Brandt? She's fantastic.
Betsy Brandt's from Breaking Bad, and she was on Modern Family. Yep. And she actually, in Modern Family, she played Dan Bacadol's wife, who played my best friend in Legit and everything. Yep. So, you know, it turns out Hollywood's got about four actors and I'm using all of them. You know?
But her comic timing's brilliant. She's great.
Comic timing's very good. And the fact that she's off Breaking Bad. And it's like, I got very excited when I first cast her because I'm like, oh, I'll get to ask her about Breaking Bad. But what is there to know, really? You know, like, I'll be sitting on set where they're going, so Walt got up to no good. What did he do? I'll be like, did you ever take any blue meth home?
Yes. Was it real? Was there?
I love it a lot. Hey, I had a strange dream last night about you, Jim. I'm sorry to alert you.
He usually says that about me, so this is very
weird. We were in America, and someone said, you've got to go to see this Jim Jefferies perform live. So I come in and I sit down, and you come out on stage, and you did a 20-minute advertorial for like the home shopping show for an item, and then I realized I feel I may have fallen asleep in front of the telly while the home shopping show may have been on, but I'm sitting there going, what's he doing? What's happening, Jim?
That's a very strange thing, man, because many years ago when I was living in Britain and I didn't have much money, the guy who ran the home shopping network actually asked me to be the guy on this channel that did all that thing. I was like, I could do that. I could be like, I love how in Australia they always have, like, they bring on a Cockney woman to be on Bert Newton.
Yes.
For some reason, the Australian public, they think if there's a Cockney person going, have you got some problems? Have you got some stains? Have you got some things that need to be removed? Well, this is going to do it. It's going to clean fabrics. It's going to clean leather. It's going to clean that thing. I always thought that, I could do that, man. So that's a real gig.
You are right. We need Michael Caine selling us steak knives over here.
That's what you're talking about, the Down Under episode of
there
Jefferies. There you go. When they go, everybody goes, we'll go down the Frog and Toad, won't we? You know, that's how they do all
That episode of The Simpsons where they give them like a giant beer and then like everybody's standing around like thieving, like they're going to pickpocket everything. And that's not accurate. We don't drink dried beers in Australia.
Who's that behind you? We've got you up on Sky. Piper. You seem to be...
That's me, little boy.
In the company of a beautiful-looking boy. Are you sure that's yours?
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, mate. Hi. What's your name?
Hank.
Wink to me if you're in a hostage situation. No, you're looking good.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking rooster there, mate. How old's your boy?
Yeah, how does that work, Jim? I mean...
That one's not mine.
He's a good-looking kid, my God.
He's a loner.
He's got his mother's looks, thank God.
Is he showing any aptitude for comedy?
He is very funny. He knows that it's more important to be funny than good at sport. He's figured that out very... He's very quickly, like, he striked out at baseball the other day and he said to me, he goes, oh, yeah, but none of these other kids can tell a joke, you know.
It's true.
So I...
One day... Well, I just want to say, so, and you're doing the Ace Comedians tour or something, isn't it, in Las Vegas?
I have a residency in Vegas that I do about four times a year, and it's shared between me, Gabriel Iglesias, Jay Leno, David Spade, Ray Romano, and a few other ones, you know what I mean? So now it's a weird thing, but Jay Leno is the nicest man in comedy, and when my father was out here, he actually brought me and my dad out to see the biggest private car collection of any car collection ever. So we went out to Jay Leno's garage, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's where it is.
And it was just out near Burbank. It's near the private airport. So we just walked around and we looked at all the different cars. And then Jay was like, yeah, it was great to meet you. Great to meet you, Gary. Yeah, like that, right? And so afterwards, we get in my car to drive home. And my dad goes, geez, that was an experience you'd never experience anywhere else in the world. That was unbelievable. I said, wasn't that great, Dad? And he pulled out a pad and he goes to me, what's his name again so I can write it down and tell my friends?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're looking for. There's an episode of your sitcom, right?
It's written itself.
Good on you, Jim. Thanks for your time again, mate, and we'll speak to you soon.
No worries.
Jim Jefferies.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. With Jane. Song Whisperer.
And you're back, and that usually isn't a good sign when you're back. When you're back, it usually means
four
clues are required. No one has yet got it. Read the synopsis again, please.
An abandoned and despondent man refuses to move on from the breakdown of his dysfunctional relationship. He claims to be taking the high road and does not feel regret. In fact, he takes pride in his ability to persist with his affection despite his current isolation.
I like his style, this guy. He's you've got a bit of moxie about him. Wendy's on the line. Wendy, who is it?
REO Speedwagon. Keep on loving you.
Keep on loving you. Yes, you know, there's some songs you've almost blocked out of your memory.
I love it.
That is one of them.
We're talking cheese, aren't we?
Not REO Speedwagon. No.
Way to
okay,
check,
hello,
please.
Shane. What do you think it is?
Icky Pop Candy.
Icky Pop.
Jeez.
Well, we need one more clue then, please.
This is about a guy, he could really use some company.
All right, that's a good clue. That is a good clue, everybody.
Two little boys, Rob Harris.
133353. You idiot.
Hey, no.
Have we got time for our news?
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Starting with some horse news, what do you got?
Chautauqua. You know, the wonderful
Chautauqua, my favourite horse in the world.
Well, the horse that really did a great job, won heaps of money.
$8 million. It was one of the highest stakes winners this country's
absolutely
ever produced.
Very
one
successful.
Day, he was an 8-year-old. Turned up, went, can't be bothered.
Not going to do it anymore.
Not running today. Just didn't run.
Here's an example.
They're off. Now I'm looking for Chautauqua. And I can't find him. He hasn't jumped. Chautauqua hasn't jumped.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't the only time. Is there another one? Can you keep going?
They stand well. He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again.
Oh. Just gone,
Not interested.
I don't think so.
Well,
we're done here.
There's some good news.
Back to the stables for me. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, Chautauqua is going to continue as competing.
As what?
In the show ring.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, can I alert you to a couple of dangers here?
What?
Well,
if
a horse is not necessarily prepared to run, how do you think you're going to get it to jump a hurdle? It's got to look at her.
Well, it doesn't have to do it, really. It does the little trot, trot, trot around.
This is show jumping.
Oh. Runs up to the thing and stops.
Hey, you know the pool of water? Yes. Just go around it?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you where the rider's going to go.
You think Chautauqua, who just can't be bothered running on the flat, is about to go, yeah, sure, I'll jump your stupid hurdles.
It's very brave, isn't it?
Oh, can we go that day?
That is hilarious. Awesome.
That is
awesome. All good show horses take about 12 months to get into the ring and get trained up for it.
Wowee. Right. Unbelievable. Hey, moving on. Well, we're staying with horses.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Now, who's your friend?
I've got two horses. No, oh, Michelle Payne.
Michelle Payne and, and of course, Stevie the Strapper is her brother.
Yeah.
And they have named a horse Stevie.
They have.
And I believe she trained it, and it had its first run today.
It did.
Would you like to hear
I'd love to.
Right, hear how it went.
Okay.
At the 100 metres, Maccabee got to the lead. Azalee three quarters away. AMG continues to close, but Maccabee in front, and Maccabee won it. Maccabee beat AMG and Azalee, and next across the line was Obligatory back on the far side. They got clear of Cumberbatch, and Stevie has run at the tail of the field.
Oh, now, that's a shame.
I put it to you.
Good run.
The first thing I said was, I bet you Jane has a share in this horse. Because you...
I do have a share in two horses that Michelle
because
trained.
Because the one that Michelle trained, the last
Victory
one...
Victory Approach.
...was one that ran in the Oaks.
Yes, and, I went there.
And
watched
you went there and we said, Jane, don't come to work today. Hmm. Yep. I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a day you'll remember for
it was a thrill,
For the rest of your life.
I will.
You got a runner in the Oaks.
Yeah. How exciting.
And you went to the races.
I did.
And for anyone who
beautiful
hasn't
horse.
Heard it, the name of the horse?
Victory Approach.
Victory Approach. Here it is, the Oh, no, we've got to have the Oaks there. Oh, no. No, this is absolutely part of the...
And I must say, I was very excited on the day because it was a great thrill. You know what? You don't worry
about
what happens.
Have a run in the Oaks? Yeah. Well, you know, you do and you don't. Have a listen. Yeah.
Bound drifting out towards the centre, kicks away two or three Vegas Jewel, Never Listen Late with Moonlight Made. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by three lengths. Second, Never Listen. Moonlight Made third from Beauty Bolt. Then Gamay and Vegas Jewel. Next, presently, Stick 'em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Piece, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss and Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
That's nearly Chautauqua.
But I'm saying in the spirit of Chautauqua. Well, Chautauqua's got a great track
better
record.
Better than Chautauqua. And can I say, we talked it up all day on the show.
It's the biggest
and
thing.
It went from about 90 to
don't
1
say,
to
give
about
you entertainment.
3 to 1.
I planned that.
All right. Well,
it was all planned.
And Stevie, have you heard?
Do you know why it's called Stevie? Because Michelle Payne went to when she bought it, and she says when she saw the horse, Stevie and the horse got on really well, and Michelle said he's got the most gorgeous personality. He was also small with a little belly. And I said to Stevie, I've got to name him after you as he reminds me of you.
Awesome.
Do you know, probably since I appeared in Rides Like a
Ride
Girl,
like
Ride
a
Like
girl.
A Girl, yes. She'll probably want to name one Mickey. Do you think?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We've got Gone Wild coming on here right now talking about, you know, things from the animal kingdom on Kennedy Molloy.
We are indeed. We're done with the equine industry. Yeah. Stroke business. Now we're mucking around in the back garden. Hey, toy poodle. This is a good news story, guys, and I love.
Well, we wouldn't do it. We don't do any bad news animal stories. I just won't have it. sometimes you find them to make me cry, but not today.
A toy poodle, you may remember, which was snatched from a backyard not long ago by a hawk.
Wow.
Which came down, it swooped, it grabbed the toy poodle and took off, and the owners were distraught.
That's nuts.
It was in the backyard of Pennsylvania. They found the dog.
Oh my God.
Safe and sound.
What happened?
6 months after, he has survived 10 degree weather.
Jeez.
The night he went missing, he's miraculously survived. It's only the one night. I thought it was longer.
Still, something. Taken by a hawk.
One night.
It'd give you a shock, wouldn't you? Yeah. Your toy poodle, you're mucking around the back garden. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, life's pretty good. What the hell?
Here's the important news. The poodle's deaf and nearly blind. So, yes, it would be upset.
He's probably unaware anything ever happened.
Yeah.
What about the seagull who took the fox terrier? Remember the seagull?
Yeah.
It was a seagull?
Seagull.
Oh, it's a big seagull. I have a feeling it might have been an albatross.
Yeah.
Do you know what I reckon? I was thinking about this story with the hawk, and I'm going, That would be a great finish to the Crufts Dog Show. They don't even just yeah, the best in
release
show.
The hawk.
Best that's in it. Show. They release the hawk and whooshka. Out it comes.
The owner's very happy. I can see it. We've seen us. All right.
So that's a good news story.
That feel is a good about that.
What do you got? Good news?
I don't know, because you know how much I hate snakes.
You don't like snakes. You never have.
No, because I'm just saying it's a fear.
And you're an animal lover.
I am an animal lover, and I've had a tiger snake rear towards me and a dog, giant. And it's really frightening. And they're not, it's not good. And you know, I am very anti-snakes because a snake killed Charlie the Wonder Dog.
What?
Oh, you know, the people remember the late show.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Charlie the Wonder Dog was taken down by a snake.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so sad.
Charlie was such
in his prime.
The Labrador.
In his performance.
He was awesome.
I don't think Labradors are ever in their prime.
Yes, Golden Retrievers are.
Are they?
Yes, poor Charlie. So I read with horror this story.
Reptiles are hard to like.
They are. They're bred to be evil.
And we like animals. They just sit there.
That's what they do.
Coiled up. Remember Alice Cooper's story, wasn't it? If you're a rattlesnake, if they're lying straight, pick it up and throw it over. Yeah. If it's coiled, keep moving.
I'm not going to be touching no snake. All right, an animal hospital in Sydney's northwest found a python. It's a family pet, and it's called Monty Python.
Is a snake a family pet? Can it be?
Not in
honestly,
my book, but people do like it.
Have a family pet, it has to respond to commands.
Or sit on your lap.
Or sit on your lap. Not bite you.
Bite you. Right.
Put you into a coma.
All right, guess what
they
found?
How about that for some ground rules?
They go, their pet's feeling a bit off. And they go,
this is a snake.
Yeah, the snake's got a bit of a belly. And they go, what the hell? So they go to the vet. What does the vet pull out?
Out of what?
The snake's gob at his mouth. A beach towel. A whole beach towel.
Oh,
so it's swallowed. I don't know why, but it is an entire length of a beach towel.
How's it got that?
Yeah.
It's just, this is what happens. They lurk around and they just.
You really don't like snakes. I guarantee you I'll get bitten by a snake. I know it.
Well, don't wish it upon yourself.
I don't wish
That's a death wish.
The other snake in Sydney? Remember the big boa constrictor that shed its skin? And everyone goes, that's interesting, because this is a massive skin. It was like about 20 metres long, and it was like fat as that.
Yes.
They still haven't found that
snake?
No,
they haven't.
That means it's still out there. There's a massive boa constrictor.
Lurking around with no...
I've always been fascinated by the idea of shedding a skin. I wish I could do that.
What?
So you'd have a big weekend, and you go, whoa, jeez, I reckon I've tied one on, a bit woofy. And you just go...
You know what it'd be like? If you put a wetsuit on. That's what it's like when you... Pop out of your wetsuit.
Peel it off.
Yeah.
And then someone comes and finds it and goes, oh, Mick.
It's like when you get sunburn. It's the same thing. You peel.
Don't leave your skin lying on the bathroom floor.
Says your mum cleaning up your place.
We are going to. The Song Whisperer is.
I'm very worried.
He's got you today.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel like idiots when you realise you didn't get this because it was right under your nose.
Yeah, yeah.
He's looking for companionship.
Yeah.
Needs a cuddle.
Did you want to take a call?
Yeah, why don't we?
No, I don't think we can.
Oh, we can't?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Hello, Simon. Come on, help us out, Simon. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's Lonesome Loser by Little River Band.
Oh. Have you heard
about the Simple Simon. No.
Oh, sorry, Simon, but I tell you what. Lonesome Loser is a very close call.
All right, here we go. 1-3-3-5-3. Come on, you idiots.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy. With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
We are with the Song Whisperer here.
The Song Whisperer is getting a bit of a swagger.
I'm nervous.
Oh boy.
I'm nervous.
He doesn't have a win too often.
Okay, let's
taken a lot longer than I thought.
Okay,
an abandoned and despondent man refuses to move on from the breakdown of his dysfunctional relationship. He claims to be taking the high road and does not feel regret. In fact, he takes pride in his ability to persist with his affection despite his current isolation.
Luke, what's the song?
Gautier, Someone I Used to Know.
Sure. Speaking of someone I used to know, what happened to Goethe?
Yeah. Well, I think he made so much money from that one song, he doesn't have to do anything ever again.
No. Thanks you, Damien. Fire away.
How you doing, lovely Jane, Mickey and Dave? How you doing?
Good,
Damien. Fire away.
I know it's going to be wrong because not a Triple M song, but I'll give it a crack. Rick Astley.
Never going to give you up?
That's it.
Have a listen.
Oh, endless one. No.
Sorry.
You gave me great joy to say that.
Matt, you've got a good idea. What is it?
Is it America, the horse with no name?
I've been through the desert on the horse. I
love this current song, isolation in the isolation. Desert by himself.
Someone just wrote a song about Chautauqua.
Not correct.
No, sorry, Matt.
No.
Okay,
thanks. Judy, tell me what your song is.
Hey, Richard Marx, Road Here Waiting.
That's a pretty good guess, by the way. Not a song we're likely to play in full on this network.
You've thought about it, Judy, haven't you?
He's got a little bit of pride
What do you think?
It's not Richard.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Judy.
I'll tell you what, though, Judy. I'm going to send you a slab of Brick Lane pale ale coming your way.
Good on you, Judy.
Just for playing. Good on you. Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Yes, Solitary Man by Neil Diamond.
Oh, hang on. That sounds really good.
I love Neil Diamond.
No.
That's
a great song.
Running out of time. Hello, Megan, what do you think it is?
I think it's Black Keys, Lonely Boy.
Yes. Bang, you are in. Hey, you stupid idiots out there. How many clues did you need? Megan was the only one who knows. He needs some company.
His current isolation is everything. Here it is. Lonely Boy.
He's a lonely
the Black
boy.
Keys.
Hey, good news,
what
Megan.
What do we have to do for you?
You got two tickets to go see Green Day, the Hell Omega Tour 2020 with Fall Out Boy Weezer touring this November. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com.au.
Well done, Megan.
Double to you.
Thank you.
And here they are, the Black Keys.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Congratulations again
to Megan.
Megan,
well done, Megan.
Can we hear a little bit more of Solitary Man and Neil Diamond
as we go out?
Yes,
I agree.
Mickey.
Oh my God.
I knew
that was coming.
Do you think we'll ever see him again?
Yeah.
There's a farewell concert I'd like to see.
Yeah. Elton John. The same,
see ya.
Probably bye. 71, isn't it?
Sweet Caroline. You'd all sing along to that one, wouldn't you?
It was a bit Vegas-y, the last one. A bit swishy pants.
Was it?
Yeah, Harry Highpants.
Harry
Highpants. God, he's
cabaret.
So good.
Really?
Hey, who have we got on tomorrow?
Charlie Pickering's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Always great.
It's Friday tomorrow.
Clown of the week.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Friday. The week's flown by.
I'm not due for a day.
Oh. By the weekend.
You must be exhausted already.
I'm going to shed my skin. I'll do it one day.
Talk to you tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.